Hello?
Yes, hello. May I please speak to Anthony? This is Michael from Advocate.
Hey, how's it going, Michael?
I'm doing great, Anthony. And how about you?
Good, good. Give me one second. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? All right, great.
Okay, yes. So have you looked into the initial draft for the Tribex portfolio?
Yes, I did see the initial draft. I didn't quite understand the notability report that you
Yeah.
sent over, but I'm assuming you said that
I will come
everything.
to that as well. So I would like to go through a series of questions here. Like for the first, I will be discussing the draft, then I will come to the notability section.
Okay, give me one
So,
second here. Let me just. All right, so you want to go to the draft first?
yeah.
Okay. All right, I got that open.
Okay. So the first thing that you will see is the logo for the business, right? And the information on it. So that is called the information box that you normally see on Wikipedia, right? On the right-hand side. So this
Okay.
is the information that will be appearing there. So do you think all the information is correct? Or you want to add or remove something?
I can go through it again. I'll just double check, but yeah, so far everything looks good.
Okay, and then comes the main introduction for the business, along with the information that we gathered online, and then the overview. So I think you just recently launched this NFT, sir, this Tribex business.
Well, so actually that's my talk, my reason for my talk with you. So yeah, we did launch back in March. Sorry, we launched in March 26. As we were transitioning through our phases of launching, because we were doing multi-step, between family, whitelist, and then public, our wallet got compromised and we got hacked. And we had to pause minting, due to the fact that, we want to make sure that there was no additional exploits in our smart contract, which, we're now, 2 weeks into it. We did all the audits and everything, and we did, there was no issues with the smart contract. It was just a hack, similar to, the couple of things that have been going out there with the Google Chrome exploit. There's also some other well-known companies like Axie Infinity that also got hacked. So we think it's, and we traced it to a the funds to a $2 billion, hacker's wallet. So we know these are very
Yeah, it was a big
sophisticated
one, yeah.
individuals
Yeah,
or
it was
organizations. So
targeted, yeah.
yeah. So we actually I just launched another PR today. Because I know you said that, we needed more references. So
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to kind of include that as well too, and kind of go back to the drawing board, because we did launch, but we don't want it to sound, because I know that you put on the article here, or I'm sorry, on the Wikipedia, that we only sold 1,900 out of the 11,000, right? So it doesn't tell the full story, right? The reason why we only sold 1,900 is because we had to pause as we, I know this can always be edited later, but I
Of
would
course,
say,
that's the main purpose of the initial draft. Like, this is just a draft, not finalized. And of course, any changes to it with the course of time and any new information generates, that will be edited. But of course, you have to, let us know what information you want to change. If you like the tone, if you want to change the tone, you can let us know. But obviously, what we have created, that is based on Wikipedia content policy. So, when you go on any Wikipedia page, the tone and the language that they use is quite simple. The reason being is that everybody will be looking at it. It's an encyclopedia. So, of course, you should keep that in mind as well. So it would be easy for anyone to research about you when they go online, search for your business. So information will be generating based on the Wikipedia page. So as far as the notability is concerned, if you pull up the Excel file, so we've only gathered like two resources that were coming, right? And these are usable sources.
Well, so
that's
my other thing, because I had shared, there was another one, two other ones. Of course, I know that one of them was repeated, just on different sources.
Different
sources, like
the content is the same.
Yeah. But there was two other, in addition to the two that you have there, there was two other ones that were also different content. One was on, let me take a look here real quick. If you look at Tribex Media Links on our Google Shared folder.
Let me pull that up. Can you give me a second?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just bear with me. Okay, yeah, I was just pulling up the information. So the drive link you were mentioning, yes?
Yeah, so if you go to the
media
Tribex Media Links for Content Hub, you'll see that the last three, those are, those are three unique content. So we have Metaverse News, PR, PR.com, and Forbes.
Okay, let me just go into it.
So those, those are three additional content.
Former contributor opinion. Okay, let me do one thing. Let me get this evaluated right away within today. Send you the report which ones are workable. But as you know, like the references that I've shared, the information that I've shared for the content, you can revise it. But as far as the notability is concerned, you need to have like 8 to 10 good sources. So let me go ahead and check these out, and if these are workable, I think the Forbes one is good. That is going to benefit you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
normally,
let me also send you.
Sources. So if you have more, you can send it over, because the recommendation.
Well, like I said, I just have a. Yeah, I just got one today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry. We just posted one at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. So let me get you that one as well. I'll include it in that. I'll include it in that right now. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm. So we will get these evaluated from the team. So whichever is workable, we will add them up. And if not, we will let you know the reason why it's not workable. And I would suggest, like, are you in the phase of creating more articles on notable sites right now?
Yes.
Okay, that's great to know. Because you would need them. And if you need any assistance from our end, you can let us know.
But it can still be published, though, right? Like it can still be published.
Until the notability requirement is filled, we cannot publish it. The reason being because
it's got to be a sort of 8.
Pardon?
I said so. It has to be a total 8 before it can be published.
Of course, because Wikipedia, have changed the policies. Like every year, a new policy comes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we need to make sure that all the guidelines and the policies are met so we can, just generate the information and submit it. Because what we did is that we have one of our contacts within the community. So we do send out the information to them. So they have looked into your profile.
Mm-hmm.
You are good, like, of course, but you have been recently launched, so you need to generate more information, not press releases. Do make sure that press releases, as you know, you're doing this yourself. The content remain the same on different sources, right? So that is not good for online notability. Of course, that is good for product launches to generate information for consumers or customers. But of course, as far as the notability is concerned, you need to have good content published by reputable sources, you know, like Forbes, Entrepreneur. These are going to benefit
But it can't be the same content you're saying, though, right?
The content
or
should,
it can be.
The content should be different and on each. Like Forbes, you have did one, right? If you copy-paste the same information on Entrepreneur, so that is not going to generate you notability. Right, so you're getting the point. There should be individual article based upon your company profile. So if you are doing that right now with your team, that's great. If you need our assistance, we can also help you because we do these kind of things for our clients who are new to this and wants to generate more news, information about themselves. So I can discuss with my team and I can let you know where we can get you published on.
Okay. Yeah, I was. We can definitely discuss that.
And so, what's your plans, by the way? Like, well, what you aiming at?
We're aiming to get get that ranked. I'm sorry to get on.
Like, obviously, for Wikipedia. Besides that, because the articles that you'll be creating should discuss about your company. You know, why you actually came into business. Right? And the article should also mention what you're doing right now and future plans. Because these will generate content for your business and these will be obviously appearing on Google. If anybody searches for Tribex, these articles will be the main source of information, right? So they should actually discuss that information.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, you send over the information to me, the links that you mentioned. I will have, will be looking into that, the file, right, media links. You share them there. I will ask the team to look into it. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to discuss, because I have a couple of clients who actually wants to create some information about two articles. So I will also add your name there. And get back to you within an hour or two with the details.
Okay, give me one second here, and I'll tell you. Let me just add here the link. Yeah, give me one
second. So you do that, my team will look into it. Don't worry about that. So what I'm saying is that...
All right, I'll add it right.
Yeah, so what I'm doing right now is that I'm going to ask my PR team to, you know, share your profile with them, obviously, and they will let us know where they can feature you. Because they do through third-party vendors, we make sure that whatever articles are published, it is mentioned that these are confirmed by third parties. Published by third parties, your name and business are not involved to make them credible. And to make them notable.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and do that, send you the details, and you can let us know which ones you want to go for.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So, Anthony, you have my number, so whenever you need to discuss, you can. And if you want information, like if you're on WhatsApp, I can add you on my business WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, send me a WhatsApp. It'd be easier.
So what's the same number I'm calling you on?
Yeah, same number. Yeah, same number.
All right. Okay, so I'll add you up there.
All right, cool.
All right. All right. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for your time. And if you have any queries, just let me know.
So I added that other article to the that spreadsheet. I'm sorry, to that Google.
To the sheet,
Google,
I see.
So, yeah, the Google Docs.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
At the bottom, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.